mean, we're four games in. I mean, it's not everybody get all riled up about the first four games of the season. You know, I mean, we got a long ways to go. We get our play count up. I think things will get a lot better as far as dividing the touches up and guys having more opportunities to make some plays. You know, it's really the run game, and it's all about efficient runs. You know, we just got to do a good job of making sure we stay ahead of the sticks. We keep putting ourselves in bad situations with being third and seven plus. We need to live in third and five or less. And we can do that by getting positive plays, whether it's in the passing game or in the run game. And when you do that, then everything balances out, and you look at the numbers at the end of the game, you go, okay, well, we had 40 rushes and 30 pass attempts or 35 pass attempts. That's what you want. And we have the players to be able to do that. And we have to find a way to sustain drives and convert on third down.
You're now listening to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com, sponsored by Sinbad Sports. To get you ready for today's game, here's your host, Tom Earnestly.
Hello and happy Sunday, Dolphins fans. This is Tom Earnestly. This is Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com. If you thought last week's game was big, I mean, I don't know if it gets any bigger than today's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. And why do I say that? This game today may define the Dolphins season going forward. Remember, a 3-0 start is great, but if you drop the next two, you're back to 3-2. You're almost a 500 football team, and you have very tough opponents coming forward with the Bears and the Lions as well as the Texans, all coming up on the slate. So the Dolphins really need to go into high gear, and they need to find a way to pull out the victory today at Cincinnati, and the Dolphins are going to be at Paul Brown Stadium. 1 o'clock kickoff. We are here taking you up to that point. First, let's take a look at the Cincinnati Bengals and what we're looking at here against them today. On offense, they are 16th in the NFL. In total offense, they are 22nd in rush offense. A lot of that has to do with Joe Mixon and now Giovanni Bernard being out of the lineup. Their running game hasn't really got off to a great start. And they're 12th in passing, but the biggest stat that I took away looking at the Bengals, they're 5th in third down efficiency, which is one of the best in the NFL. Where the Dolphins struggle to get off the field on third down on defense. So that's something to really take a look at. But the other surprising thing is the Bengals defensively. They're 28th in total defense, 28th in pass defense, 23rd in rush defense, and 32nd on defense in third down efficiency. So they are the worst at getting off the field on third down. So something really has to give with the Miami Dolphins in this game, especially offensively. And we'll get into that here in a few minutes. But, you know, Andy Dalton, who is the quarterback of the Bengals, he is averaging 300 yards a game. He has 11 touchdowns and 6 interceptions this season. And, you know, for back-to-back weeks, he looks like a stud. Andy Dalton has been playing very well. And has taken advantage of his matchups with the Atlanta Falcons, particularly last week, throwing a touchdown with less than 10 seconds left in the game to come back and win that football game against the Atlanta Falcons, who, again, still cannot close out football games. Joe Mixon is going to be back in the lineup. It looks like, even though he practiced on a limited basis, they will have Joe Mixon back for the Bengals today. But they will be without their pass-catching specialist out of the backfield, Giovanni Bernard, who is now out 2 to 4 weeks with an injury. No Bernard, to me, is sensing a lot of passing on this Dolphin defense. I don't believe the Dolphins are going to get chewed up like they did last week against the Patriots. I think they will learn from their mistakes, and there were tons of them. The coaching staff the entire week was just saying terrible. They didn't execute their game plans. They didn't do what they were supposed to do, and they paid for it. And this is another high-octane offense where the Dolphins just cannot struggle. So expect a lot of passing without Joe Mixon. And, you know, four injuries for the Cincinnati Bengals coming into this game, and then we'll talk about the Dolphins as well. The Bengals will be without Giovanni Bernard, as I mentioned earlier. Tyler Eifert, the guy just can't catch a break, starting tight end for the Bengals. He is out again with another injury. Starting center, Billy Price, is also out. And wide receiver, John Ross, is out of this game as well. Ross is that speed threat for the Bengals, and not having him there kind of limits their downfield capabilities with them opening up the field. But I still wouldn't be surprised Andy Dalton taking a lot more shots down the field, but Rashad Jones will be playing potentially. We'll talk about that right now. Dolphins this week, the news broke earlier on Saturday that Cameron Wake did not travel with the team. He is staying in Miami to get treatment for his knee injury. He is officially out, which sucks because Cameron Wake, at the age of 36, has played every game since he's come back from his torn Achilles, and he is going to be missing his real third game without major injury in his career outside of the Achilles injury, of course. A.J. Derby is also ruled out with his foot injury. Does not look like he'll be back anytime soon. So the Dolphins will be running once again with Mike Gesicki and Durham Smythe. However, the Dolphins did promote Nick O'Leary to the 53-man roster for this game this week. So we may see some of Nick O'Leary, who is Jack Nicklaus's grandson, play some football for the Dolphins today. Andre Branch is limited in practice. He is listed as questionable, and he is going to be a game-time decision. He is ahead of schedule. He did practice on a limited basis, and he is very much needed after all these injuries on the defensive line for the Dolphins. They are depleted, and we'll talk about those moves here in a few minutes. Chase Allen is questionable, but he did have a full day of practice on Friday. He's listed questionable, but looks like he's leaning towards the direction of playing. And last but not least, for two straight weeks, we were led to believe Rashad Jones would be playing on Saturday afternoon and Saturday night, all the way up to Sunday morning, only to find out that Rashad Jones does not play on Sunday. He was a full participant in practice all week this week. He traveled with the team. There's no reason to believe now that Adam Gase will hold him out of this game. Rashad Jones will be back. TJ McDonald was also a full participant in practice. He was listed as questionable, but assumption is that he is also going to play in this game today. So the Dolphins will be back with their full starting safeties, as well as Mika Fitzpatrick moving over to the slot or to the outside. Don't really know yet, but we'll get into that in a little bit. The big thing is, of course, with the countdown to kickoff is the discussion of the five things to watch for going into today's game against Cincinnati Bengals. Here are those five things. It's first on my list is the defensive back layout. How is this going to look with Bobby McCain still injured for at least another couple weeks? What does this look like with Rashad Jones back? Obviously, Rashad Jones is going back to strong safety. TJ McDonald will be at free safety. That means Mika Fitzpatrick. Where are they going to put him? Where are they going to play him? My assumption right now, if I had to put money on it, is that Mika is going to go back into the slot and Torrey McTyer is going to be the guy on the outside. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Mika Fitzpatrick in certain plays go to the outside to play the outside cornerback role. But the biggest thing in the defensive back layout for this game today against the Bengals is Xavien Howard has to shadow A.J. Green. We cannot have Torrey McTyer play A.J. Green. It's that simple, folks. You cannot have Torrey McTyer, an undrafted second-year player, go against an all-pro wide receiver like A.J. Green, who's absolutely dismantling defensive backs all season. You have to have your best guy on him at all times. If Bobby McCain was playing, it's okay. Xavien Howard can stay to one side of the field. McCain can stay to his side of the field. And wherever Green lines up, those guys got him. That's not the case this week. Xavien Howard has to be shadowing A.J. Green. On every single move he makes, Howard better be in his back pocket because you got to take him out of the game. Second thing to watch for, it's a thing that has been bugging and plaguing the Miami Dolphins for many years. This number is 4.3. You're probably saying, why do we need to watch for 4.3? 4.3 is the average amount of plays per drive this year by the Miami Dolphins offense. This team sitting at 3-1 averages 4.3 plays per offensive series, which is dead last in the NFL, and it's not even close. They have to change that dynamic. They have to establish drives. To be successful, obviously, in this league, they have to take advantage of their opportunities, and this week is a great opportunity. The Bengals' defense is not very good. It's not. So with a team that's 32nd in third down efficiency and the Dolphins being one of the worst teams converting on third downs, you have to convert third downs. The Bengals cannot get off the field. They give up a lot of points. This is the time to do it. Running the ball and establishing a ground game with Kenyon Drake and Frank Gore allows the sticks to move. And on top of that, the other thing is the Dolphins have to minimize the mistakes. On first and second down, you can get 5 yards on first down, but then on second down, it's a 10-yard holding penalty. Now you're second and 15 and digging yourself out of a hole. We know this offense is not predicated on doing that, so that needs to clean up. The penalties need to clean up. This will allow the 4.3 plays per drive to then move forward. The Dolphins have to run 65 to 70 plays for this thing to work. If you're going to be a fast-paced offense, you have to get first downs. You have to move the football. You have to establish drives. They haven't been doing that for the last few weeks, up until, of course, late in the Raiders game. They did nothing against the Patriots last week until meaningless garbage time. It's got to change. So that is the second thing to watch. Third thing to watch for, I have written down here, is Charles in charge. If you don't know who I'm talking about, you know who Charles is on the Miami Dolphins. That is Charles Harris. Second year, first round pick for the Dolphins. It is a big chance for him. Big chance for Charles Harris to put his stamp on this defense and to say, Cameron Wake can go right off into the sunset. I got this. Cameron Wake spoke great about Charles Harris' work ethic all offseason into training camp. Charles Harris was unblockable at times. Looked like he was going to be turning the corner, and here we are going into week 5. Charles Harris was outplayed last week by a guy that was just promoted from the practice squad, and he has one tackle on the season. One tackle for a guy that plays 30 to 40 snaps a game in the rotation. Well, today, we don't play on Monday, folks. Today, Charles Harris has his opportunity to finally put his stamp on this defense. And it's got to come. It doesn't have to be just sacks, folks. The guy is a sack specialist. I get it. It's got to set the edge. He's got to get after the running backs. He's a very athletic defensive end. He needs to be able to play very, very well. Today is the day to do it. Charles in charge. We're going to find out. But if he doesn't perform well and if Cameron Wake has to sit out additional weeks, even if Andre Branch comes back, Charles Harris still has to be the guy. He needs to be able to perform, and the Dolphins are with him for at least another 2 years. So this has to work out. This marriage has to. They got to figure out Charles Harris, and they got to get him getting after the quarterback, but also setting the edge on the ground game and keeping those guys inside. Don't let Joe Mixon get outside. Fourth thing to watch for is Tannehill. Tannehill bounce back. Can he bounce back? He threw 100 yards last week against the New England Patriots. 100 yards. My God, it's a length of goal line to goal line. That's all he threw in that game. Everything went wrong that could go wrong last week went wrong for the Miami Dolphins. This is Tannehill's game. He has 747 yards on the season. He is the guy that makes the motor go. This offense goes when he goes. he needs to be quick with his reads. He needs to be very efficient with the football. He needs to throw the football down the field and make big plays. But not only just that, he's got to do it with his legs. If the pocket is collapsing, you need to go, you need to run, you need to slide. That's it. He's proven he can run the football this year. Do it today. Do it today against this very porous Cincinnati defense. This game is on his shoulders. I squarely put this game on Tannehill's shoulders this week. If the Dolphins win this game, it'll be because of Ryan Tannehill. Because he's got to put up points to keep up with Andy Dalton and that offense. The last thing to watch for in this game is third down. I've talked about it already in this show. The Bengals are the worst defensive efficient team on third down, but they are the fifth best on offense. Which side does the Miami Dolphins want to be on in this game? Do they want to be the team that continues to put third downs in the books on offense, continuing drives, putting up points, or do they want to be that team that gets absolutely slaughtered on third down by their offense? And if that's the case, this is going to turn into a game like it was last week. There's no other way to sugarcoat it. If they cannot get off the field on third down in this game today, they will get blown out like they were last week against the Patriots. I can't sugarcoat it. That's the way it's going to be. So those are the five things to watch for the game today against the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And when I come back, we're going to talk about the three keys to victory. And you'll get my prediction for today's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Sit back, relax. We'll be back in just about 30 seconds.
SimBet Sports is the number one sports memorabilia company in South Florida and the number one place to go get your Miami Dolphins memorabilia. SimBet Sports has the likes of Rashad Jones, Cam Wake, Kiko Alonso, and Frank Gore in for autograph signings within the past year alone. So when in South Florida area, visit SimBet Sports at 1976 South University Drive, Davie, Florida. Tell them DolphinsTalk.com sent you.
We are back on Countdown to Kickoff. This is Tom Ernesty. Let's get into the keys to victory for today's game against the Bengals. We went through the five things to watch for, and we are now going to talk about the keys to victory. What are the keys to victory for the Miami Dolphins in this game? The first one's very simple. Run the football. Run the football. There needs to be balance. Adam Gase needs to get out of his own way with the play calling. Yes, the Bengals are terrible pass defense. It shows. They're one of the worst in the NFL. Run the football. Why does Kenyon Drake only have 30 carries this year? Why does Frank Gore only have 35 carries this year? Where's the balance? This thing has started to fall apart because the balance is gone. You're putting too much on Ryan Tannehill's plate. Ryan Tannehill is more successful when you run the football. If you're successful running the football, the play action pass is going to work. Ryan Tannehill is able to do the bootlegs. He's able to get outside the pocket, throw on the run, which he's very successful at. Run the football. Clear as day. Run the football. I don't care about the shambles on the offensive line. I don't care about all the injuries. Run the football. You have a speed demon in Kenyon Drake. You have Jakeem Grant and Albert Wilson who can do whatever you want them to do. They can line up anywhere. Run the football. I don't know how else to say it. The first key to victory is you got to run the football. You got to find the balance. Second key to victory is stopping A.J. Green. I mentioned it earlier regarding the defensive backs. A.J. Green will torture the Dolphins a lot more than Jordy Nelson did 2 weeks ago. Jordy Nelson absolutely destroyed the Dolphins in the seam. A.J. Green's a different animal. Much different animal. And if A.J. Green finds daylight,
He's going to take advantage of that daylight, and he's going to punish this defense. And this defense will not be able to do the things they need to do. AJ Green, in my opinion, is a top five receiver still in the NFL. Because he wins the battle. He wins it at the line of scrimmage. He wins it on jump balls. He wins it in double teams. He wins. The Dolphins can counter this, as like I said earlier, in the defensive back layout. Xavien Howard needs to be the guy. He needs to shadow AJ Green all game. From start to finish. Xavien Howard's the guy. He's one of the biggest keys to victory in stopping AJ Green. Third key to victory is the winning in the trenches. The Dolphins are banged up. Make no mistake about it. They're a very banged up football team on both offensive and defensive lines. They had to go out and sign Wesley Johnson to play center. I don't know if he's starting. They may play Travis Swanson. God help us if they do. The offensive line's in shambles. The defensive line is in shambles. No Cameron Wake. Potentially no Andre Branch. We still don't have word yet if he's going to be going or not. You lost William Hayes for the season. You're rocking Robert Quinn. Thank God we traded for him. You have Charles Harris, Jonathan Woodard, and then Cameron Melvoux, who was just pulled up from the practice squad. Dolphins are very light on both the offensive and defensive lines, but they got to win. Win your one-on-one battles up front, you will be successful. That will be successful for running the football, protecting the quarterback, stopping the run, and sacking Andy Dalton, or hitting him. Getting him uncomfortable in the pocket is key. Win in the trenches, you win the football game. Those are the three keys to victory presented by Sinbad Sports. Let's get into my favorite part, of course, is the Daily Fantasy Player. Again, this is all off of DraftKings, so if you are a Daily Fantasy Player, my favorite player this week in Daily Fantasy is Christian McCaffrey against the New York Giants. McCaffrey cost $8,000 in DFS money. And Christian McCaffrey is going against a team that allowed Alvin Kamara just to absolutely obliterate them on their home field. Christian McCaffrey is the same beast. He's a pass-catching machine. It's a PPR system. He's going to score touchdowns. He's going to catch a lot of passes. He's my favorite player this week in DFS. Make sure you have him in your lineup. If you are looking for a Dolphin to put in your lineup, Jason Sanders sounds about right now. But offensively, I think Kenyon Drake's going to get a lot more looks this week. Mostly in the passing game, he's only worth $4,700. It's worth a flyer, folks. If you're looking for someone cheap so you can get one of those big expensive players on your team, Kenyon Drake's at $4,700. Value pick right there if Adam Gase decides to finally give him the football. Last but not least, before we sign off and count down to kickoff, I am going to give you my prediction. Last week, I fell into the trap. I bet with my heart. I told you that the Dolphins would beat the Patriots 24-21. Because I said, I'm not gonna make this pick with my head. Boy, was I stupid. Because in my head, I had the Patriots winning, but I went with my heart. I bought into the 3-0 start. Today, Cincinnati against the Bengals on the road, banged up, no Cameron Wake. I got to take the Bengals. I think the Bengals are right now a better football team. They're playing a very good brand of offensive football. I just don't, until I see balance and until I see the Dolphins run more than 40 plays a game, I just have no faith. Unfortunately, I don't. Right now, the Dolphins, they got to figure it out. I hope they win. I'm pulling for them to win. Just because I predicted the Bengals to win doesn't mean I'm not rooting for the Dolphins to win. I make no money on this, folks. I work for DolphinsTalk.com. I'm here for the Miami Dolphins. I hope they win, but I think the Bengals will win this game today, 21-17. I think it is going to come down to the fourth quarter, and I believe the Dolphins will just come up short. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I've been wrong many times this year picking the Miami Dolphins. I just see the Bengals winning this game today on the road, dropping the Dolphins to 3-2. But I will be here on the post-game show with Mike Oliva talking about the game today against the Cincinnati Bengals. Hopefully, it's not as somber as a show it was last week after the blowout in New England. We didn't really talk too much about the statistics, the game balls, and all that stuff, but we hopefully will get into that this week after this game with Cincinnati. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to the show. Enjoy the game. Fins up. Let's go. Hopefully the Dolphins bring one home for us.
Thank you for listening to Countdown to Kickoff. Tom Ernesty, brought to you by Sinbad Sports and DolphinsTalk.com. Enjoy the game and fins up.